Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The DH, Matt Morello. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a line drive beyond first. Thomas can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gantner hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Gantner scores. Yount moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sviam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morello hits a line drive towards third. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bishop. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher takes first base on 4. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount is walked intentionally. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on 4. Fisk moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Fisk moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem strikes out. Two outs. Bill Spears, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a line drive for a single. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Carlton Fisk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive for a single. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Yount hits a line drive for a single. Gantner moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Yount. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Gantner scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a pop-up towards third. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bichette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Bichette moves to second. Wayne Edwards now pitching. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem strikes out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Spears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bichette scores. There goes Surhoff trying to get to third. Sosa throws the ball into Ventura, who tags Surhoff for the out. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Spears moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spears scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Brian Drummond now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears misplays the ball. That's an error on Spears. Fletcher moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stubbs hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bichette strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Surhoff hits a line drive towards the mound. Drummond reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Greg Brock now playing first base. Dale Sviam now playing shortstop. Willie Randolph now playing second base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Brewers. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher bunts towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing center field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pasqua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.